Spirit.
Amen.
Today, in the first reading of the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, St. Paul reminds us of something very important for us to keep in our hearts. We have the mind of Christ. St. Paul is reminding us that through our baptism and through our being made members of the mystical body of Christ, that we no longer are to take on the mind of the world and how humans think, but take on the wisdom of Christ, to take on the wisdom of Christ and to see things through the eyes of Christ, that we are to go through a radical transformation in our conformity to Jesus Christ, in our spiritual life, through the Spirit we have received through baptism and confirmation, so that we no longer see things in the ways of the world, but through the eyes of Christ. And so this is a call to a radical transformation into Christ, and that it truly influences every aspect of our daily life, in which everything we do, no matter what we do, even something as simply as house cleaning or washing the dishes or mowing the lawn, we do it for the glory and honor of God. And so first of all, this transformation reminds us of three steps. First, that we are to surrender to Christ in our daily life. That we surrender to Jesus, and secondly, that we are obedient to Christ, who is obedient to the Father. So we recognize that call to surrender, a trustful surrender, in which we trust Christ, that we want to be obedient with Christ and who wanted to do the will of the Father, and that we seek the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives us his gifts to assist us, and we often perhaps overlook the fact that through our confirmation, our baptism, the Holy Spirit is active in our soul, trying to give us enlightenment, trying to give us inspiration to do that which is according to God's will and plan. And of course, living in the world requires a diligence, because it's very easy to be influenced by the mentality of the world, which often is contrary to Christ and his teaching and his church. And so this requires a purification, that we must purify ourselves, our hearts, our minds, not allowing ourselves to be influenced by the mentality of the world, which sees the wisdom of Christ as foolish, but that we want to purify ourselves to be totally transformed into Christ and his teaching. The next, with the purification comes illumination, that we illuminate our hearts and our minds through prayer, through the sacraments, through meditation. And so we recognize the wisdom of Christ and the ways of Christ, distinct and different from the ways of the world, that we illuminate our minds and our hearts through prayer, through the sacraments, through meditation, that we may always take on the mind of Christ. And finally, the final step is union with Christ, that our union with Christ is so perfect that we become as it is other Christ in the world, that we are united to Christ in every aspect, that we want to be so united to him, and that we achieve that union again through that process. And of course, we ask Our Lady to help us in this, because she who is our mother will assist us to truly say yes to God. In her fiat, she was perfectly conformed to God's plan throughout her life, to the end of her life. And she will assist us also with her motherly care and grace. May we today recognize that call to truly put on the mind of Christ, and that we are to have the mind of Christ. And let this be the influence of every choice we make, that we may always seek to give the greatest honor and glory to God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.